welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of July 16th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. We have quite a bit to get through on this episode, so we're going to start off right away. We're going to start with Deerfield's Summer Celebration, and it actually starts July 21st, which is next Friday. And they have a variety of different things happening. They have model rocket launch, which is going to be at 5:30 p.m. at the Deerfield High School football field. This is sponsored by Midwest Community Grant. They have water slides and games at the Deerfield High School lawn from 6 to 8 p.m. And they want to thank the Spartan cheerleaders for helping out with that. They have the human foosball at 6:30 p.m. And this will be around the Deerfield High School concession stand. They want to have everybody come and register your team no later than 6:30 on the 21st. Kearney County Bank will be having their supper from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Deerfield High School ball field. The menu will be pulled pork, chips, cookie, and a drink, and free will donations are going to be accepted. They will be having hot air balloon rides from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the Deerfield High School football field. This is sponsored by Touchstone Energy and Wheatland Electric. And also you can help support Deerfield Days by buying tickets for a chance to get express passes to the front of the line of the hot air balloons. Plus, one lucky winner and a guest will be able to fly over the Deerfield Summer Celebration fireworks display. So that would be very cool to see from that perspective. Also on Friday, they have the Kansas Anvil Shooters coming back. There will be three shootings, one at 8 p.m., one at 9 p.m., and one at 10 p.m., and this is going to be west of the Deerfield High School football field, and that's going to be pretty much the activities for Friday. The next day, on Saturday the 22nd, is where there's a lot of stuff taking place, so get ready to write down some information. To begin with, there will be a breakfast from 6 to 9:30 a.m. This is going to be at the Deerfield Community Center. The menu is going to be biscuits and gravy, breakfast burritos, coffee and juice. Donations are welcome, and the proceeds will go towards the next year's Deerfield Summer Celebration. And this is also being sponsored by Commerce Bank. There's a fun run walk. They will be meeting at Chotsky's Place. Registration begins at 6:30 in the morning and it ends at 7:20 in the morning. The walk begins at 7:30 in the morning. Single fees are $15. A family fee is $40 and all participants will receive a t-shirt. Attention all cycle enthusiasts, you're invited to participate in the parade and then go on a ride through Kearney County. Meet at the Deerfield Schools District Office parking lot at 9:15 in the morning. Card game following run with cash prize. Free 1/4 mile race for kids. Well, this will start at the community center. The first age group will be 8 to 12 year olds. That will begin at 9:15. The second group will be 5 to 7 year olds and it will be beginning at 9:20 in the morning. The last group is 0 to 4 year olds and this will be beginning at 9:25 in the morning. Participants will receive a free bracelet and popsicle. Meet at the firehouse parking lot. And this is sponsored by Deerfield Recreation and Pioneer Communications. The parade will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning down Main Street. Entries are still being accepted for the parade. Businesses, churches, organizations, individuals, automobile, and motorcycle clubs are all invited. If you would like to be in the parade or would like more information, please contact the Deerfield Recreation Commission at 426-6373 by Thursday, July 20th. There will be Spartan train rides at 11 in the morning at the firehouse. There's going to be a summer celebration quilt raffle. You can purchase your quilt raffle tickets from now until July 22nd from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is for a summer celebration t-shirt quilt that was handcrafted by our local artist, Suzanne Rodriguez. The art show will be 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Deerfield Community Center. There will be a People's Choice Award. Entries will be accepted at the Community Center from July 20th through the 21st. This will include photographs, paintings, drawings, crochet, woodwork, and crafts. Items can be offered for sale if you choose. There's going to be a paper airplane contest at 1 p.m. for ages 2 to 12 at the City Park. You will make the plane on site and then compete for distance and airtime. Dig for Dough will be at 12:15 in the afternoon. This will be at the playground area in the park, and it'll be for ages 10 and under. There's going to be games in the park sponsored by the Deerfield Spartan Cheerleaders from 1:30 to 3:30 that afternoon at the Deerfield City Park. Free swimming will be at the Deerfield Swimming Pool from 1 to 5 p.m. Also at 11 a.m., there will be Birds of Prey at the Fireman's Park Gazebo. There, you will be able to get a close look at Roxy, the Eurasian Eagle Owl. There will be sandball volleyball at 11 a.m. at the sand volleyball courts at the Deerfield Elementary School. Fees are $20 per team. You need to register your team by the 20th. This will be 4-on-4, must have at least two women on the court at all times, and you are guaranteed two matches. If you would like to register, please call 426-6373. There will also be 3-on-3 basketball at 11 a.m. at the outdoor courts at the Deerfield Elementary School. The fees are for a team $10, maximum of 4 players on a team. That is double elimination. There will be middle school and adult divisions. Register your team by Thursday the 20th by 12 noon. There will be a horseshoe tournament from 1 p.m. in the park. Entry fees are $5 per person. Participants must use shoes provided, and the registration will start at 12:30 that Saturday. There will be free watermelon at 3:30 p.m. at the park. This is going to be sponsored by the Deerfield Girl Scouts, Deerfield United Methodist Women, and Christ the King Church. There's going to be barista concessions. They will have funnel cakes, corn dogs, bacon corn dogs, fried PB&Js, sodas, and fresh lemonade. Webbs will also be there. They will have their barbecue sandwiches and a special available and a 911 special dinner deals. Divine Dips will be in the area as well, so be sure to check out their delicious homemade ice cream. The flavors available will be vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and chocolate peanut butter. Other vendors that will be participating are Irmer's Tamales, Regina Campos, Snow Zone, and Tequila Sota. This year's Deerfield High School Alumni Association will be honoring classes that graduated in the years ending with 7. All those who have been connected with the district throughout the years are invited to attend as well. The Alumni Social Hour will be at 5:30 p.m. and a dinner will follow at 6 p.m. in the Old Gym School. The cost is $12. You can RSVP on the Alumni Facebook page or email Robin Unruh at dhsalumni@gmail.com. The life team will be at the Deerfield High School high jump area from 8 to 9:30 in the evening on Saturday. You can come and see the company's Bell 206 Long Ranger helicopter and meet the transport medical team. And then the summer celebration dance will be at the Deerfield High School parking lot from 8 to 11 p.m. The DJ for this will be John Meinert. And the Summer Celebration Awards will be presented at 9:45 p.m. at the Deerfield High School parking lot. We will be announcing all winners from all competitions and will draw for the raffle items. And to close out the evening, the fireworks display will start at 10 p.m. This will be at the Deerfield High School football field. It's one of the greatest fireworks displays in western Kansas, and it is sponsored by the Deerfield Brotherhood, City of Deerfield, Kearney County Chamber of Commerce, Deerfield Feeders, Triangle H Grain and Cattle Company, KJK Country Corner, the Kearney County Hospital, Key Office Products, Hal Schumann Family, Crossbell Farms, and the agency. So there's going to be many things happening that weekend in Deerfield. So if you want to have a fun time, be sure to mark your calendars and show up for the Deerfield Summer Celebration. This upcoming week also has the Kearney County Fair. On Sunday the 16th from 1 to 5 p.m., the exhibit building will be open for construction of the educational and commercial booths. On Monday the 17th from 8 till noon will be the 4-H livestock check-in. At 10:30, the concession stand will be open. From 2 to 6 p.m., check-in of all 4-H, scouts, and open class fair exhibits. At 4 o'clock will be the Hot Shot Basketball Shooting Contest. 6 o'clock will be the Hamburger Meal. 7 p.m. will be the Kearney County Princess Contest. And at 8 o'clock will be the Public Fashion Review. On Tuesday the 18th at 9 o'clock in the morning, they will begin judging all 4-H, scouts, and open class indoor exhibits. At noon, the 4-H concession stand will be open. From 1 to 3 o'clock, there will be bingo sponsored by the Senior Center. At 4 o'clock, there will be Hot Shot Basketball Shooting Contest. From 5 to 9 o'clock is going to be the Carnival Game Night. At 6:30 in the evening, there's Turtle Races sponsored by Chantilly 4-H Club, and this will be in the Livestock Arena. And at 9:30, the buildings will be closing. On Wednesday the 19th at 8 o'clock is the Swine, Sheep, and Bucket Calf Livestock Show. At 12 noon, the 4-H will have the concession stand again. At 1 o'clock will be the Beef Dairy Cattle Show. The Goat Show will be 30 minutes after the last dairy class. From 1 to 3 o'clock will be bingo sponsored by the Senior Center. At 4 o'clock will be the Hot Shot Basketball Shooting Contest. 5 o'clock will be the registration for the Kitty Tractor Pool. And then at 5:30, the Kitty Tractor Pool will begin, sponsored by the Kearney County Farm Bureau. At 6 o'clock that evening is Kearney County Fair Board Scholarship Fish Fry. From 6 to 9, there will be an antique tractor show. At 7:30, the McLean's Mutton Bustin' will be in the Livestock Arena. And 9:30, the buildings will close again. For the final day on Thursday at 8:30 in the morning, the Senior Round Robin Showmanship Contest and the Junior Round Robin Showmanship Contest will begin. At noon, the 4-H will have the concession stand again. From 1 to 3, bingo will be happening again, sponsored by the Senior Center. At 1 o'clock will be the Rabbit and Poultry Show. At 3 o'clock will be the Pet Show. At 4 o'clock that day, the Hot Shot Basketball Shooting Contest Finals will begin. At 5 p.m., the Boy Scout Pinewood Derby Races will be in the Co-op Building. At 6 p.m. is the Free Barbecue featuring Webb's Food Crew and Barbecue. At 7:30 that evening is the 4-H Livestock Premium Sale. And at 8:30 will be checkout and the fairgrounds will be cleaned up. This upcoming week at the Senior Center on Monday the 17th, they have Path Exercises at 10 o'clock, Golden Agers at noon. On Tuesday, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and from 1 to 3, there will be the Kansas Commission of Veterans Affairs. At 1:30, there will be bingo. On Wednesday the 19th, there's coffee at 8, Path Exercises at 10. And remember, because of the fair, there will not be a meal service at the Senior Center. At 1:30 on that same day, there will be bingo. On Thursday the 20th, there's coffee at 8. There will be a Garden City shopping trip that will be leaving at 10 o'clock that day. At 10 o'clock, there's yoga, and at 1:30, bingo. And on Friday the 21st, there will be coffee at 8, Path Exercises at 10, and 1 o'clock will be bridge. Some of the other activities within the community for this upcoming week. On Monday the 17th, the Lake and Recreation Commission will be having a football camp at 9:30 in the morning, volleyball camp to be announced, and there's co-ed softball from 7 to 10 p.m. There's the Kearney County Commissioners meeting at the courthouse at 8 o'clock, and then in Deerfield, there's a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 18th, the football camp will be at 9:30 a.m. Volleyball camp will be announced, and Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 19th, TOPS is going to be at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock is the meeting. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, they're sewing at 1 in the afternoon. Lake and Recreation Commission board meeting at 5 o'clock that evening. Co-ed softball from 7 to 10. On the 20th, there will be immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 to 11 in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. There will be a fire meeting at 6:30. Lake and Gun Club will meet at 7, and Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, there's going to be the football and volleyball campers trip to the Dodge City Water Park, and they will be leaving at 10:30 in the morning. On Saturday the 22nd, there's going to be Saturday Night Live, the community worship at the Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock. And remember that on Tuesday through Fridays, the museum is open from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. For students that will be involved in sports for this next school year, parents will want to take heed on the following information. For sports physicals, the Family Health Center is going to be conducting them. On July 26th, Dr. Lane Olson will be conducting them from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. On July 28th, Dr. Drew Miller will be doing them at 9 o'clock to 12 noon. Also on July 28th, Devin Schirmeyer, the PAC, will be doing them from 1:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. On July 31st, Dr. Jonathan Peters will be conducting them from 9 in the morning to 12 noon. And also on the 31st, Aaron Keeley, PAC, will be conducting them from 9 to noon. This will be a $20 fee, and it will not be filed with the insurance. All forms sent home with you by the school will need to be filled out and signed by the parent and returned at the time of the appointment. If forms are not filled out completely and or you do not have $20, we will need to reschedule your appointment. To schedule that appointment, you can contact the Family Health Center at 355-7550 or 426-2990. Also in the community, Dr. Tyler Riedel of Southwest Chiropractic and Wellness will be doing school physicals from July 31st through August 4th. The discount rate at $25 for the physical. If you need to contact him to set up an appointment, you can do so at 355-4116. On Saturday, July 22nd at 1 p.m. at the Lakin Golf Course, they will be having the Kaylee Bemis Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament. This is going to be for four-man teams and 18 holes. Entry fee is $200, and prizes will be determined by the number of entries. To register, please contact James or Melody Bemis at 620-271-4787 or 620-355-9399. The public and all golfers are invited to a taco meal, which will be a free will donation at the Veterans Memorial Day in Lakin at 5 p.m., and proceeds will be going towards a scholarship for a single parent to complete a nursing degree. As I said at the beginning, a lot of information to go through. The big events are the Kearney County Fair coming up, and then on the weekend, the Deerfield Summer Celebration. So everybody, it's going to be a busy week. But while you're out there, enjoy your time with your family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info. Or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.